All right, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. It says, and I want you to follow along. I want you to read out loud, but please follow along the story here as we read it. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive, and again he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. Father, thank you for the opportunity to preach. Help us, Lord, tonight to learn some truths that apply to our lives from this lesson tonight, Lord, please. Amen. I won't spend much time tonight on the younger son, but briefly, it's just rehearse the story. A young man comes to his father and says, give me what's mine, I want to go. His father gives it to him. He goes and he wastes his life, the Bible says, in riotous living. He lived the party life, doing what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, and he wasted his substance. And when all was gone, the Bible says he came to himself. He realized, you know what, this isn't working. And he thought of his father, and he thought of his home, and he said, I'm going to go back there. And he goes back. And it's a beautiful story of the grace and mercy of God, our Father, who welcomed him back, put a robe on him, a ring on his hand, killed the fatted calf, and made merry for his son. Welcome him back. And I simply want to say this about the younger son's, the good part of his story and the fact that he was welcomed back. I want to say to you tonight, if you go astray, God always has a place for you. You can always come back. Amen? And that's the beauty of God's grace. And he was welcomed back. But then we have the older son who gets upset. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But let me say, I want to give you four truths tonight from this story. The first one is this, be faithful. I'm mainly talking to you young people. Many of you just been to camp. Be faithful because despite God's mercy, there are consequences for sin. Yes, this young man was welcomed back home. Yes, he got a robe. Yes, he got a ring. But I want to remind you, all that belonged to the father went to the older son. He may have been welcomed back. He may have had a welcome back party, but he had still wasted his substance. There are consequences to giving your life to sin. You will never go back and reclaim those years that you waste in sin. Are you with me? Don't read this story and think, I can go out and do what I want and everything's going to be okay, because that's not what God is teaching. God is teaching, I'll welcome you back home. That represents the eternal, unconditional love that God has for His children. But there are consequences for sin. He has still squandered his living, and the older brother had become the sole inheritor of what the father had there. There is no reward for sowing your wild oats. The younger brother would be welcomed home, but he was not rewarded for doing wrong. This is not a reward for doing wrong in this story. And keep in mind, he had missed out on years, months. I don't know how long he was gone. He had missed out on a lot of righteous living. You know, I think about you kids going to camp. I didn't get to do that when I was a teenager. I didn't get to go to a Christian youth camp and a Christian youth conference. I didn't get to do those things. I was spending my time in the world. I wasn't saved. And I can never go back and reclaim those years. I can never go back and get those kinds of experiences. So don't ever think of this story as it's okay to go do what you want and you can come back and pick up right where you left off, because he didn't pick up right where he left off. Am I making sense to you tonight? Now I want to spend the bulk of the message tonight talking about the older brother. Our first point is this: be faithful, because despite God's mercy, there are consequences for sin. The second thing I want to say is this: be happy for other people. Be happy for other people. The older brother had been faithful in a sense. In a sense, he had been faithful. He had stayed at home. And he had done his duty to his father in a sense. But the older brother lacked maturity. The older brother was missing something. He lacked the joy of being happy for other people. Think about this. His younger brother had been gone. The Bible says here, the father said to him, your brother was dead and now he's alive again. They didn't know where he was. They didn't know what had happened to him. And yet he shows back up. And the older brother, in his immaturity, is angry that his father is throwing a party for his brother. Instead of being happy and joyful that his brother is home, he's angry at the father. Are you with me tonight? Life is not about getting more than someone else. Life is not about, shouldn't be about envy and jealousy. Life should be about being happy for other people. I'm human. I have flesh just like you do. I know what it's like to look at what someone else has and say, boy, I should have got that. Look at what other people, the praise someone else gets, or the promotion someone else gets, and that little feeling of envy and jealousy that comes up in your heart. That's not the Christian life. That's not Christian maturity. Christian maturity is seeing other people make decisions, seeing other people being successful, seeing other people make progress and say, woo, amen, amen, amen. Can I get an amen? That's what Christian maturity is about. This young man had stayed at home. He was in the church services. He was going and he was where he was supposed to be. But he had not grown in his relationship. And he was not a mature believer, if you will, if you apply it to us today. He was just somebody who had kept showing up and doing their duty. That's not what the Christian life's all about. Christian life's about growing and maturing. And living for others and being excited and joyful for others. His brother was alive from the dead, but his response was one of self-interest. Be happy for other people. Don't envy and be jealous. Amen? The Bible tells us not to envy the sinner, but we should not also envy our Christian brother. Number three, the third truth I want to give you tonight. Realize that God is just. The older brother is mature. The older brother, if mature, would have realized something. He would have realized that the same father that had welcomed home the son is the same father that would decide his fate. Instead of being envious and jealous and upset at what the father had done for the son, the young man should have been saying, wow, if he did that for him, what's he going to do for me? He should have been saying, my father is just. My Father makes the right decisions. My Father hands out His rewards in a just, fair way. He doesn't show partiality. But instead, His faith was not in the Father. His faith was not in the Father's justice, but was wrapped up in His immaturity and His envy and jealousy. He lacked trust in His Father that was revealed at the very moment that the party for His brother had come. He was consumed with fairness instead of being consumed with the greatness of His Father. You listen to me tonight. Amen. He was consumed with fairness instead of being consumed with the greatness of His Father. If you live your life on this earth, always looking around and saying, well, that person got that, and that person got that, and that's not fair, you're just demonstrating you don't understand how great your Heavenly Father is. Are you with me?
Amen.
We serve a great Heavenly Father. The Father is just. When we bemoan the fact that others have something we do not, we show the same type of attitude that this older brother showed. Be patient. God is just. I said, number one, be faithful because despite God's mercy, there are consequences for sin. Number two, be happy for others. Number three, realize that God is just. And number four, don't just serve the Father, but know Him. You see, this older brother had spent all of his life serving the Father, but he didn't know His Father. He wasn't walking after the heart of His Father. You see, when the younger brother came back, the heart of the Father was, my son was dead, and now he's alive. Put a robe on him. Put a ring on his hand. Let's throw a party. That was the heart of the Father. The son had been with him all that time. He had served him, but he didn't know Him. Because if he would have known Him, then he would have demonstrated the same type of love and grace and mercy to his brother that the Father had shown. Don't just be in church. Don't just serve the church. Don't just serve the pastor. Don't just serve the family. Know your God. The older brother had not went away and wasted his living, but he also had not taken full advantage of his opportunities. He was with the Father all that time, but he had not spent any intimate time with Him. He did not know Him. He had failed to know the Father as intimately as he should. Don't just be a church goer. Be a friend of God. You see, the tragedy is this. In churches all over the world, there are those who used to sit in the pew, used to come. And one day, they're not there anymore. And somebody, you find out, they've quit church, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. And they're the people that maybe we get in a prayer meeting and we pray for them. Oh God, touch their heart, bring them back to church, and this, that, and the other. But the sad thing is this, many sit in the pews and they don't physically go away from the services. They don't know the Father either. And if that one person did come back while others rejoicing, maybe in their heart they wouldn't be so happy because they've sat in the pew and gone through the motions of being in church, but they don't know the Father. Don't let that be your testimony. Neither one of these sons have a great testimony. Neither one of them. But the Father in this story is amazing. Notice the way the Father treats the older son. The older son gets angry. He gets mad because his father's throwing a party for his younger brother. And he won't go in. And he won't rejoice with the others. What did the father do? The father didn't go out and say, what's wrong with you, boy? Your younger brother's here. I can't believe you're acting like this. The Bible says he went out to him and he entreated him. He went out and said, son, what's the problem? And he talked to him and he helped him. Amen. This story here is all about the greatness of God, telling us about the greatness of the Father. But the children in this story have nothing to brag about. Don't be the younger son that goes out and wastes their life. And don't be the older son that stays on the farm and does the work and is where he's supposed to be, but yet doesn't know his Father. Yes, the purpose of the church is to get the gospel out. The reason we're to meet together is not for worship. You can worship. You're supposed to worship 24/7. We don't come to church to work. We worship at church. We don't come to church to worship. We come to church because we got a job to do. And we need to encourage one another, and we need to learn, and we need to be taught, and we need to be encouraged and inspired and motivated to go out and do that job. But let me tell you something. Getting the gospel out to the world is not the purpose for why God made man. The purpose of man is to glorify Him. The purpose of man is to please God. And though we are together to try to get out the gospel, ultimately what we're to do is to walk with Him. And I'm not to serve on a mission field and reach people, but ignore my Father. Don't be in church here ignoring the Father. And by all means, folks, listen, go through life being happy for other people. That's a sorry way to live, envying and being jealous. It's a great way to live to realize that your Heavenly Father is just. And when you stand before Him, He'll make it all right. And there's nothing you've ever done good that He won't reward you for. Amen? Amen. Don't waste your time envying. Know the Father, and you'll be happy that you didn't waste your life. You see, the younger brother was wasting his life, but the older brother was wasting part of his life too. Not as bad as the younger brother, but he was wasting his time as well. Let's pray. Father, thank You for loving us. Thank You for being gracious and merciful. Lord, we thank You for the daily grace and mercy that You show each of us in our lives, because we go astray often. Lord, I pray that we would all have sense enough tonight to put ourselves in this story and to realize that many of us are just like this older brother. We envy, we're jealous, and we really don't know You, but You're patient. And God, Your arms are wide open to us. God, it's my prayer that each of us here would want to know You and want to be close to You, not just do what You've commanded, but to do it with You, to know You in a way that neither one of these young men knew You. Lord, help us not to miss the truth in this story.